I'm Pastor Joseph Gilman. Welcome to Whitfield Word of Life Broadcast. Whitfield Word of Life Broadcast is a ministry of Whitfield Pentecostal Fellowship Church for the purpose of the spreading of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Our aim is to preach good tidings to the meek, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the open to the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn. Also, you can hear our broadcast at your convenience at whitfieldpfc.org, our website. We'll be telling you more at the end of the broadcast how you can receive or find copies of this message. I hope you enjoy today's broadcast. May God bless you.
Is any sick among you? Let him, that person, call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name or in the authority of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another, that you may be healed. And then he says, the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Whew. Elias was a man subject to like passions as we are, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heavens gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. Matter of fact, I will back up to the very first verse of chapter 18 of the book of Luke. Amen. Very verse number 1. And he spake a parable unto them to this end, or for this purpose, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. The word faint simply means quit. One of the great commandments, amen, and we find it more than one place, pray without ceasing. We find the term praying always, with all prayer and supplication for all saints. Jesus was a man of prayer. Amen. He prayed all through the night. Amen. He went up to that mountain to pray, and while he's a-praying, the storms come up on the sea. Amen. And he's seen them a-toiling, amen, on that sea. Woo! Amen. So let me just now look at I never can preach on prayer without coming back to importunity. Because Brother E.M. Bounds was one of the greatest preachers on prayer and a man of prayer. Every morning it was said that Brother Bounds, from 4 o'clock until the sun comes up, he was at prayer. He had bad knees. He was a short little stocky fella. They captured him during the Civil War and made him a chaplain. Amen. When the war ended, he went to a burned out church, cleaned that church up. Amen. He was a Methodist Episcopal preacher. Went to that church, cleaned it up. Amen. Hunted up what songbooks he could salvage that was still there. Stood out on the porch and went to singing hymns. And people began to come out to the church. That's the way he started up the church there. Amen. Brother Bounds was a very strict person in biblical terms. Amen. So, but Brother E.M. Bounds, in his book, amen, one of his books about prayer says, prayer loosens the hands of God in the earth. Amen. When Brother Bounds would write the book, the possibilities of prayer and what prayer was capable of, he took a text out of Psalms. Amen. And he said these words. Amen. Ask of me, and I'll give you the heathen for thine inheritance, and the uttermost part of the earth for thy possession. Boy, but he said, ask of me. Amen. Ask means to beggar oneself. Amen. But in Luke chapter 18, taught of a parable, this thing that men ought always to pray. In the first instant, it is a woman Amen. Who, amen, is seeking to, amen, to have something righted that's been done wrong. Amen. So there was a city of judge which feared not God. The Word of God describes him. He feared not God, nor with which, amen, neither regarded man. He was a pretty rough customer. Amen. What is it doing, Brother Joe? Here is describing an anti-type of God. Not a type of God, but an anti-type. What is he doing? He's going to show that even that wicked, hateful, ungodly judge, if that widow woman, amen, keeps coming to him, amen, and try to get, amen, retribution, hello, amen. He said, what does the Word of God say that he's going to say? I better go ahead and take care of this, lest by her continual coming, she weary me. Woo! Now listen, we ain't going to weary God. Amen. Brother Bounds had another statement that he made. Who is going to receive the most from God? But he who is the best asker, the best seeker, and the best knocker. Woo! Amen. Ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. Amen. Prayer is the offensive weapon that God has given the church, one of them. What's the other one? Actually, prayer empowers the other one. The sword of the Spirit. Come on, Brother Joe. If folks will pray and read this book right here, I want to tell you a little secret. That sword will come alive in the hand of that prayer warrior. Come on. Woo! And they whittle that devil up in seven ways from Sunday. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. That sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Amen. By prayer, praying always with all supplication. And amen. For all and all saints, I'm telling you, we'll pray with all manner of supplication. Amen. The word supplication means to ask God, to seek God for something. Amen. I wonder how much today there is of seeking God. Amen. I don't think there's very much. Amen. People are satisfied. Amen. When people get satisfied, they quit asking. Hello? When they think they found what they're after, they quit searching. They quit looking. They quit seeking. Amen. Listen. Amen. The Word of God says, amen, that they that do hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. In other words, them that are seeking. Amen. Them that are asking. Amen. He said hunger and thirst, but he didn't say, he said after righteousness. Amen. Not after, amen, foolishness or after the things of the flesh. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. I'm going to get back to prayer in a minute. Amen. But it said that woman. So he said, I'm going to go ahead and take care of this little widow's problem. Amen. The second one I started a while ago, that man, he's got no bread in the house. He's got company. Amen. He's desperate. He got a house up. Amen. You know, it looked kind of rough. Somebody comes and you ain't got nothing to offer him. Amen. So he goes to the neighbor next door. Amen. And begins to knock on the door. Amen. Well, that neighbor said, we gone to bed. I need some bread. Amen. I need some victuals here. I got some company. Amen. They said, we done pulled off our clothes, gone to bed, and our shoes are off. Amen. And go away. Come on. Woo! Amen. Now, I tell you, I ain't never had God tell me to go away. Amen. But there's a little thing called importunity. What is importunity, Brother Joe? Importunity creates opportunity. Amen. I'm going to say it again. Importunity creates opportunity. Amen. If we'll make importunity, we'll give God opportunity. And I want to tell you a little secret. God never misses opportunity. Never. Amen. That day of Pentecost, when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they was in one mind, in one accord, and in one place, and God didn't miss that opportunity. Suddenly, there came a sound from heaven. Amen. What do we got? Is it a wall? Oh, okay. Well, it was an ink sting, and I ain't worried about it. Amen. I haven't had wall sting me in church. Woo! Amen. I felt the fire, but it wasn't God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. The God's fire felt a whole lot better. Amen. So here, amen. But the man kept on knocking. Amen. I want some bread. Amen. So the man said to the folks in town, I better get up, get in the bread. The rascal ain't going to let us get no sleep.
Come on.
Come on. So I'm going to get up, give him some bread, and he'll go on the way then, and I can get some peace and rest. You know, there used to be a time when God's folks that's kind of like that man at that door. He just kept on knocking. Amen. Here, listen. I remember. Amen. Jesus. Amen. Is been doing some miracles and he's busy. And up comes this woman. And she says, by the way, she's not a Jew. And she says, my daughter, vexed of a devil. Amen. And Jesus said, is it right for, amen, me to take the children's bread and give it to the dogs? Ooh, that's pretty hard, ain't it? Well, this is a little thing called importunity. If that little woman had been in need, she might have just went on her way and said, well, amen. But she said, yea, Lord, but even the dogs, I get to eat the crumbs that fall from the mat, from the table. Lord, I just come from my crumb. That's going to be enough. Amen. My. And Jesus said, daughter, amen, great faith. Amen. Go thy way. Thy daughter's made whole. Somewhere or another, she looked for a sundial. Amen. Figured out what time it was. And when she got home, said, what time did she get better? About such and such a time. About the same time that Jesus said she's all right. Amen. You believe prayer changes things, Brother Joe? Indeed. Amen. Brother Ravenhill said, preaching changes times. Prayer changes eternity. Amen. Because of prayer, there's going to be folks in heaven that if somebody hadn't prayed, come on. Oh, God, Mike Boland sung a song. Amen. Somebody prayed for me. They got down on their knees, and they prayed for me. Woo! Hell, can you only imagine if they hadn't prayed? Amen. My. I know we've all heard the old Kingsman song. Amen. I'll go up that flagpole at 4 o'clock. Amen. Because Mama told me, why is that, boy? Amen. Because Mama said every day at 4 o'clock, son, I'm going to be praying for you. Boy, I will tell you, he had faith in them prayers, did he not? Come on, my Brother Joe. Amen. I want to tell you something. Amen. If we'll pray. Amen. I said, if we'll pray. And I didn't say play. Amen. Brother Ravenhill used to get on to that false praying business. Amen. Brother Ravenhill said, and when he read that text out of that, and when they had prayed, amen, the place wherein they, amen, was shaken. Amen. He said, and when we have prayed, the place where we in is taken. Oh, there's a lot of difference, is there not? Amen. I sang that song that I believe Larry Henson wrote. Amen. When Peter was waiting with the others while praying. Amen. Recalling the Lord's rest that He promised there on high. Amen. My. I want to tell you something suddenly began to happen. Amen. It was a gust of the Spirit as He came rushing by. Amen. When people prayed 10 days. Amen. They prayed and waited. Amen. Amen. It took 10 days to get it all lined up. Amen. Oh, come on. Amen. My. We can't hardly have a meeting more than 2 or 3 days to save our life. Amen. Oh, but after 10, in 10 days, they got the ducks in a row. Amen. Glory to God. They got in one mind and in one accord. Woo! And heaven swooped down. Amen. And touched that crowd. Amen. And I'm telling you, God burnt that place good. Amen. On an afternoon. Hallelujah. They heard all kind of things going on. Amen. My. Old Peter steps up and begins to preach. Amen. God said He'd give him the keys of the kingdom. He just clanked her off, boys. Hallelujah. Amen. Because of prayer. Amen. They waited on God. Jesus said, don't you go anywhere. Amen. You tarry. Tarry. Tarry don't mean sit down and whittle you. Amen. Twist your thumbs around. Amen. And say, I'm waiting on God. Do something. I ain't waiting on God. Waiting on God's waiting on God in prayer and in vigil. Amen. If we will pray. Amen. I like that old hymn song. Amen. If you pray until you pray, you can pray them clouds away. Amen. Those dreary clouds. Amen. I'm going to tell you, if you let that devil, he'll cloud up your skies. Amen. He'll block your view of that heavenly wonder. Amen, come on. And he'll try to get you to, amen, to have the long lip and the down and outs and the uh-ohs and the can't help it. Amen, and all them other things. Amen, but if you get to praying. Amen, Brother Raven. Brother Clint, buddy, I believe it was what the Spirit's will was worth. Said, I really got out of there. Amen. He prayed till he prayed beyond this realm. He prayed all the way into heaven.
Amen.
Woo. Amen. Listen, any sick among you, let him call for the elders of the church. Amen. And let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. Woo. I heard Brother Isaac testify. He went to in the state where Brother Isaac lives in India, in Andhra Pradesh. It is, you can find a multitude of different kinds of environments there. All the way from a huge cities and concrete jungle to villages in the mountains and the rivers where only breech clouts are worn. I mean, back to native, amen, very native people. Amen. They went into one of those villages. Amen. And the chief's daughter was sick. Amen. So Brother Isaac, amen, anointed her with oil in the name of Jesus. God healed that chief's daughter. They didn't know too much about God. They didn't know too much about anything. They came back a few weeks later. Amen. And the village was a completely different village. Amen. And they were people that were going around and taking oil. And they were anointing them in the name of Jesus. That's all they did. Amen. Why? God had healed and God was healing. See, Brother Joe, they didn't have no studies and no biblical knowledge. Amen. They knew something. They knew that Jesus healed. Amen. Glory to God. It opened the door. Amen. For them to come in and preach the gospel then. Amen. Glory to God. And establish a bulwark in that village. Amen. My. How did it happen, Brother Joe? Just by prayer and doing what God said in the Word of God. Woo. My. Amen. My. When the old brother said, have you tried tears? Amen. I'm going to tell you. Hey, there is something about being sincere. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. God, they don't play little games. Amen. He don't play little. God don't play church.
No, sir.
He's for real.
Amen.
A broken heart and a contrite spirit I will in no wise cast out. Amen. I want to get to where I want to, just for just a minute. I want to quit by the help of the Lord. Listen. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sin, it shall be forgiven him. God didn't write that and not mean it. Amen. The word shall, Brother David Talbert said, is a legal term. Amen. Which means incapable of failure.
Amen.
Woo! Now, the prayer of faith.
Yeah.
Listen, in the closing of Ephesians chapter 3, amen. He said, listen to these words as he said, amen. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think. But then he moves over and says, according to the power that worketh in us. Amen. We preached on God's power in the church Sunday morning. Amen. That power, amen, is a power of faith, which works by love. Amen. Which brings about an obedience unto God. Amen. Listen, and out of that, come on, who shall ascend to the hill of the Lord? And who shall stand in His holy place? Who's going to stand in that place and make that petition with God? Amen. But he that hath clean hands and a pure heart. Woo! Come on. Listen, now, when this crowd, it says God just answers everybody's prayer. Amen. Haven't read that book. Amen. David said, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. Amen. And the psalmist declared, who shall ascend to the hill of the Lord, and who shall stand in his holy place, but he that hath clean hands and have pure heart, and who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity?
Amen.
Or who hasn't thought himself self-righteous?
Come on.
We have come to an age when folks try to command God.
Yes, sir.
Amen. That's a dangerous place to be. Amen. I'm not giving God the waters. Amen. And they slang that term around in the name of Jesus real loosely. Come on. I command you in the name of Jesus. Well, I know seven boys who did that. Amen. We adjure you in the name of Jesus whom Paul preaches. And then devils rose up. Amen. And tore the clothes off them seven boys. Run them off down the road. And them devils faked something before they done that. Jesus, we know. And Paul, I know. But who are you?
Hey!
Welcome! Woo! Hallelujah! Amen. Oh, if I'm not under submission to Him, I have no authority.
Amen.
Amen. You can speak all the words. Amen. Speak the word of faith, brother. I heard people say that when I want to spit. I said, I tell you what, you pray through, my dear friend. Amen. Until the Holy Ghost comes down. And when the Holy Ghost comes down, amen, and gets and wells up in your soul, amen, and He begins to take your more earthly lips and speak to that enemy. I'm going to tell you something. It won't be no vain rhetoric. It won't be no empty dead words. Amen. It'll be authority.
Yes. God's given authority.
Ooh, hallelujah. I recall the, amen, I think I mentioned him Sunday morning, the Southern Baptist preacher that was baptized in the Holy Ghost that went around with Brother Wilkerson. Amen. Shut down a bunch of Pentecostals for trying to wrestle a devil out of a young girl. Says, stop that business. You can't. And he quoted that scripture. Amen. The weapons of my warfare, they are not carnal, but they are mighty through God. Told him, get away from her. And he commanded the devil, you come out of her in the name of Jesus. And the devil came out. Amen. It's not by might nor by power, but it's by His Spirit. Amen. Come on. Amen. Brother Watchman Nee. Amen. They had a compilation of his sermons called Spiritual Authority. Amen. Brother Nee, amen, rebuked the Dutch Reformed, amen, because they were angry at a certain preacher, amen, because he left them because of their unbelief about healing.
Uh-huh.
And he loved Brother Nee because Brother Nee was good at scriptural exposition. I mean, he could, but Brother Nee stayed in that word 6, 7, 8 hours a day. Brother Nee rebuked them. He says, you pride yourself in your scriptural exposition. You can your homiletics. But said, you're going to need more than that when you stand in the face of the demoniac.
That's right, brother.
Amen. When you face that devil, you better have more than a head knowledge. You better have something, amen, at work between you and God. Amen. Come on. I heard him say when he came out of Caesarea Philippi. Amen. Amen. I know who you are, Peter. And you know who I am. That's a relationship. Amen. And behold, come on, I'm going to build my, amen, church upon that rock. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it.
Amen.
How's that relationship work, Brother Joe? That relationship is built on prayer. If we ain't got no prayer life, we ain't got no relationship. Amen. You take a person, amen, amen. That man and a woman, if they don't communicate together one with another, that relationship's going to get worse and worse, further apart. Come on, you understand something, Brother Joe? Amen. The more I'm with him, the closer I come to him, the better he looks.
Amen.
That's why I don't know why he has anything to do with me. Because the closer it gets to me, the worse I know I got to look to him. Amen. Come on. But the closer I get to him, the better he looks.
Amen.
And the more holy I see he is. You see that relationship? Amen. Brother Joe, what about it? Well, take a look. Look in the valley of Elah. Amen. Here's Saul. And later on, there's some men in that valley that's going to be great men, but they ain't right yet. They all sitting there quivering in their boots. David's brethren are all down there. But here comes a 16-year-old boy, and he's different. What's different about David, Brother Joe? Brother David's got a prayer life. He spends time communing with God. He don't just know about God. He knows Him. There's a lot of people who know about folks. Like, yeah, I know them. No, you know about them. You know, I know about a lot of people I read. But the people that we really interact with, those are the ones we know. Know them that labor among you. And he didn't mean so much know them in the carnal sense, but to know them in a spiritual sense. As you worship with them, you know them. Amen. You know them because they have the same spirit, the same kindred spirit. Hello? Amen. So, amen. No, by them which we know. Amen. I'm telling you, amen, David knew his God. How you know that, Brother Joe? He's different from all the rest of that crowd down there. Goliath's over there talking, and the rest of them, I mean to tell you, their teeth are chattering. Their knees are knocking together. It sounds like a bunch of sticks. Hello? Oh, the Bible don't say that, but you might as well. They was scared to death. And David over there, rather than being scared to death, he is indignant. Just who is that uncircumcised Philistine? Who does he think he is? Well, you ain't seen that fella. He's 10 foot tall. I don't care. Have you seen my God? Woo! Yeah! My, you see, having that revelation to him, that only comes through that relationship. The revelation comes through relationship. The closer we get to him, the bigger, when the greater we know that he is.
Amen.
And the more we know that there's nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing. Not one thing.
Yes, sir.
Too great for him.
Amen.
Take a run. Nah. Woo! Hallelujah. Amen. My. Amen. Jesus said to his disciples, nothing shall be impossible unto you. Why is that, Brother Joe? Because I'm with you. And when I go back to the Father, I'm going to pray to the Father, and he's going to send you another comforter, which is the Holy Ghost. He's going to be with you, and he's going to be in you. My, I'm telling you, this modern-day church ought to be knocking the roof off.
Come on, exactly.
Hello?
Amen.
If we're not careful, we'll allow the devil to steal everything. Knowing God, prayer, the more that we pray, the more we want to pray. And the less you pray, the less you want to pray. That's the way it works. The devil can keep you out of prayer. They used to have that old saying, 7 days without prayer makes one weak. W-E-A-K. I said, baloney. 1 day without prayer makes one weak. W-E-A-K. Amen. Let me hurry. So here I want us to see something the devil knows. That verse says, the effectual, fervent prayer. The word effectual means to be mighty in. Oh, the prayer that will have an effect, will make a difference. The effectual, amen. Listen, and the word fervent, amen, it's like a prayer that is aflame. Ooh, David said, that psalmist said, I lay on my bed and I meditated on him. And my heart, my spirit burned within me. Ooh, come on. Amen. The more we get into that prayer, I'm going to tell you that even the more that fire burns. Understand something with Brother Joe. When they went to get God's attention in that Old Testament, they got some fire. Come on. They burned that incense. You can't burn incense without some fire. Burn that incense. I'm getting God's attention. We hope that you've enjoyed today's message. If you would like a copy of today's message, you can reach us at pastor@whitfieldpfc.org. That's pastor@whitfieldpfc.org. We'd be glad to tell you how that you can receive copies of the message, the original message. Please let us know by the broadcast date. We hope that we have touched your heart with the gospel, and may God bless you, is our prayer.